Welcome to the Playtech Quarter One KPIs Analyst Conference Call. Today's host will be Mor Weizer. Mor Weizer, please go ahead.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for taking the time to join us today for this analyst conference call to review Playtech's 2011 first quarter key performance indicators and trading updates. This is the Chief Executive, Mor Weizer, speaking, and with me, I have our Chief Financial Officer, Shuki Barak, and Director of Investor Relations, Ross Hurley. While it has only been 6 weeks since our last analyst briefing, I'll just repeat the last sentence. While it has only been 6 weeks since our last analyst briefing, there has been substantial news flow in the industry relating to the European regulatory landscape and developments in the U.S., highlighting the regulatory change across the industry. Unlike some in the sector, we believe recent events bring with them substantial long-term opportunities. Before looking in more detail at the sector, I will begin by taking you through the highlights of the first quarter's performance. Playtech has achieved a solid start to the year, putting in a strong performance when compared to the first quarter of 2010. This is particularly true when stripping out the impact of the closure of the French market on the comparable period. On that basis, gross income was up 20% and total revenues were up 16%, representing the underlying performance of the company. When compared to the strong fourth quarter of 2010, gross income was up 6% and total revenues were flat. Casino delivered another strong quarter with a notable contribution from branded games, while these bring with them incremental costs being paid to third parties, such as Marvel and MGM, they are becoming an increasingly important tool for licensees in keeping the casino product offering fresh and exciting. Marketing tool for Playtech, as we have the largest portfolio of games available across delivery channels, including online, mobile, and gaming terminals. We can also clearly demonstrate to potential licensees the value such premium content can offer in both player acquisition and retention. Bingo has again delivered a standout quarter, totaling 3.5 million euros. It was over double the contribution of the first quarter of 2010, when Virtue Fusion was acquired in mid-February. This paid out the full capped earnout to Virtue Fusion, reflecting how strong the performance has been since acquisition. It is worth pointing out that if you exclude Virtue Fusion as well as France from the quarterly figures, Playtech's total revenues increased 7% on the prior year. While poker has continued to struggle, it was offset by the performance of both casino and bingo, as well as very strong performance from our associate William Hill Online. Playtech's minority interest for the quarter totaled 9.9 million euros, up 34% on the prior year. As we indicated in our Q4 KPIs, the cold weather across Europe at the end of last year helped Playtech deliver a very strong finish to 2010, and so the quarter-on-quarter product figures are a little subdued. Current trading has helped us well, and again the year-on-year comparisons reflect the growth in the business. Daily activity for the first 23 days of Q2 2011 is more than 13% ahead of Q2 2010, when you exclude France, and more than 1% ahead on an absolute basis, and also when compared to Q1 2011. Most recently, we have seen considerable volatility in the poker daily activity due to the events in the U.S., which I will touch on later. Turning to the operational highlights, we recently launched a live dealer casino product with Betfair, which is fully integrated into their broader casino offering with unified player management and bonusing, and we expect to release a new exciting version of the live casino product in the very near future. This launch came on the back of provisional approval from the Maltese Regulatory Authority for this product, which should open up new opportunities for this product with a number of new licensees based in this jurisdiction. While we haven't formally announced new licenses in the first quarter, we have been making very good progress with a number of late-stage discussions in existing and soon-to-be-regulated jurisdictions. Playtech is very well positioned to benefit from a number of opportunities where it has either been shortlisted, designated as a preferred partner, or moved through to final contract stage. It is the nature of an increasingly sophisticated industry that such discussions take longer to conclude. But when looking to the future, we continue to see a strong pipeline of licensee prospects, both in the dot-com and in newly regulated markets. We have also made substantial progress on existing projects. For example, VideoBet's rollout for GlobalDraw is on track to be substantially complete in Q2 2011. Over 17,000 machines have already been converted, including many from the Ladbrokes contract signed in August 2010. This has been an excellent result and one which has demonstrated our market-leading capabilities in what should become a major income stream in the future. I mentioned that our final results, that we saw 2011 as being transformational year for VideoBet, as it moves from development phase through to profitability on a standalone basis. This could only happen with the material revenues from contracts such as the GlobalDraw and Ladbrokes. However, the cost base of VideoBet has not risen so substantially year on year, and as a result, they will make a more positive contribution on a group basis, as opposed to being a development cost. In the longer term, we see VideoBet reaching EBITDA margins equivalent to the rest of the group. In Italy, we have taken further steps to prepare our licenses for the introduction of newly regulated product categories. Italian regulations are in the process for cash poker tables expected before the summer. Two of our major licensees are preparing to join the Italian network in advance of this approval. We were also the first network to launch 250 euro buy-in poker tournaments under new Italian regulations. Preparations are also well underway in advance of the introduction of the delayed Italian casino regulations. A number of Playtex casino games as well as other casino products have already been approved by the regulator, and more are in the process. It is still hard to gauge what the time frame for launch and potential contribution from Italian casino will be for this year. I'm confident that in the longer term, this will be a major revenue stream for us, but until our licensees are up and running, I would like to remain cautious on its immediate impact. In addition, we are in the late stages of working with Casino Grand Madrid in preparation for their launch in the Madrid region. This will deliver an additional source of regulated market income for us in another European market. We announced in January the acquisition of Intelligent Gaming and followed this in March with the acquisition of PTTS. This acquisition is on track to be completed by the end of June, and we are working hard to plan the integration exercise. David Mathewson, our chair of audit, has already been working with the team to make sure that the integration exercise runs efficiently. Discussions with potential turnkey licensees are already underway in a number of regulated and soon-to-be-regulated markets. Some are very well developed, and we look forward to being able to update the market once signed. PTTS has clearly brought to Playtex further diversity of income stream and valuable flexibility in addressing markets which are themselves going through substantial change, one that we believe is transformational for the company. Turning to the industry news, which has made the past 2 months quite turbulent for publicly listed gaming companies in particular. The news from countries such as Greece, Germany, and from the Netherlands reflect the fact that our industry is in a transition phase and each jurisdiction is adopting their own particular solutions and timeframe. It will be a number of months before we get greater clarity on the regulatory change in markets such as Germany and Spain and the potential attractiveness of the regulatory framework in each. Irrespective of this uncertainty, we believe that it creates long-term opportunities, and we are committed to making the ongoing investment in building our expertise and resource base to maximize our ability to take advantage of the opportunities before us, whether in Europe or elsewhere. This is the future of our industry, and we will cement our market leadership position over the coming few quarters. In the shorter term, the industry goes through a transition phase, and both operators and B2B providers respond to the new operating and fiscal environment. More positively, the news just before Easter from the U.S. clearly provides opportunities for our poker business and has the potential to reinvigorate the European market as the playing field should over time become more balanced. However, it is very early days, and we would not expect those operators to disappear from the European marketplace, and it is the long-term impact of these business decisions which will have the most influence. I hope that you will have all seen our 2010 annual report, which was published at the end of last week, along with our first CSR report. Both are available on our site or by hard copy from Ross. These are further steps forward in our stakeholder engagement, and I hope you will find them interesting and informative. Finally, I would like to note that we are very much focused on the resolution of the issue of appointing a new CFO, and there has been intense work on this. I fully expect to be able to update the market on this by the time of our AGM at the end of May. Thank you for listening to me, and we would now be very happy to take your questions.
Hello, Moritz Eisler from Numis. Can you hear me?
Hi, Ivo.
Ah, hello. It's a shouty-out call. Excellent. A couple of things. I have got myself confused about the growth rate that you're reporting. With the full-year results statement, you said that growth ex-France and ex-acquisitions was up over 8%. Are you saying that that number for the first quarter is 7%, that there was a little bit of a slowdown in March, tiny slowdown?
Yep. The 7% is comparable to the 8% that you have mentioned in the beginning of your question.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. And then could you kindly help me understand the table I always find interesting, the revenue nominal change in geographic regions? So I'm looking at a table that says that quarter 1/11 versus quarter 4/10. So quarter on quarter, Asia, a number for Asia Pacific goes back 11%, and Europe goes back 2%. But your revenue over that period is flat. What's driving the difference between the numbers in that table and your reported revenue, please?
The nature of business model is different between different jurisdictions. The business model in Asia includes or involved agents and affiliates that are taking their chunk of the net revenue, hence the income of royalties that coming to us from Asia is lower than what we are getting from Europe and the rest of the world. Europe and the rest of the world, the rates are pretty much the same, so if you will take them together, it's a plus 1%. This plus 1% is better or offsetting the minus 11% that you see from Asia.
Are you saying that the royalty rates change, that this 11% relates to the table above, the total amount staked in your systems, is that right? Not your revenue?
Correct.
And so you're saying that the royalty rates went up in Asia in this quarter?
No, I'm saying that the royalty rates in other parts that are not Asia are higher than Asia. Therefore, the overall 1% increase in nominal activity in jurisdictions that are non-Asia has offset the 11% decrease that we see in Asia.
I'm not quite sure I can make sense of that mathematically, because the table above, you're saying rest of world is only 4% of the total, and it was the only number that went up in the change table. So you're saying Asia Pacific is a very, very small part of your revenue, of Playtech's revenue?
It's a limited, Ivo, it's a limited part of our business, and the reason you see the change, the minus 11 compared to other jurisdictions, is the fact that we have seen a shift from in terms of income from or stakes being taken on our systems. We have seen a shift between Asia to other jurisdictions where we earn more royalties or higher royalties.
So sorry, just my last question on this. Did your revenue, Playtech's revenue from the Asia-Pacific region, go down more than 5% in the quarter versus Q4 10?
Ivo, can you repeat the question? I want to make sure that I'm giving you the right answer. So I want to make sure, why are you taking this 5%? This where
I apologize. That's confusing. I'm just trying to understand what happened to Playtech's revenue from the Asia-Pacific region. I'm not sure if you're telling me if it went down or it went up.
In which quarter? In Q1 over Q4?
Yes, please. The number that relates to the 11%.
Yes. The answer is this. As we always indicated, the numbers in the geographical are always related to the numbers of stakes in the system. However, yes, there is a correlation. I'm not in liberty to give it the exact translation of royalties to it, but yes, the 11% is also representing a slight decrease of royalties out of Asia. Don't forget, Ivor, if I will take you to our conference call, our presentation of the full year,
mm-hmm.
that it comes on the back of a restructuring that we made in Asia, where, if my memory serves me right, we have demonstrated a 34% increase of Q4 over Q3. So this is the end of the restructuring. There was a bounce up and a slight bounce back, and from now on we're expecting a steady growth from that region.
Great, thank you. Sorry to take up so much time on that.
Okay.
Moore, I think you did explain why growth Q1 on Q4 has been quite slow. Do you mind going over that again?
Yes, we have seen a strong quarter in. The fourth quarter was very strong for us, and therefore the beginning of the year, obviously we managed to slightly increase it, and it was on the back of good weather for us at least towards the end of last year.
Okay, and so William Hill, which I think you said is your second biggest licensee, they saw revenue in sterling up 15% in gaming in the first quarter. So what, by implication, your RPs are going backwards a little bit. What are the other licensees doing wrong that William Hill is doing right?
I think that it just shows the diversity of the business, Ivor. I think that William Hill is basically leveraging certain capabilities that they built over the last a little bit more than 2 years now, and they are doing quite well given the fact that they were lagging behind others, and they are now enjoying the benefits of the integration that took place in 2009, and now once it has been in place more than a year, they see the fruits. Obviously, the diversity of the business is such that some of our licensees did indeed saw a decrease in activity in the first quarter. Others saw an increase. And of the overall number, if you look at the for the first quarter, it was flat quarter on quarter. And in the second quarter, we see a small increase of more than 1%.
Okay. And thank you. Last question. William Hill say that the biggest risk to their group is the failure to effectively manage the William Hill, but they won't tell us what the risk is. Presumably, as a shareholder, you know what the risk is. Can you talk about whether you're comfortable with that position?
Obviously, as we indicated in the past, we are a passive shareholder with a limited stake in William Hill. I think that it will be inappropriate for me to answer this question. It's a question for William Hill.
But is that the reason why you look to sell the William Hill stake, because you're concerned about it being managed effectively?
Obviously, I can't comment on that. I will comment. I will make a comment here and say that we enjoy a good relationship, and I will say here on the call that they have seen a significant growth. So, from an operational perspective, they are growing significantly. They outperform certain operators in the market, and I think we all enjoy the benefits of that.
Very diplomatic. Thank you very much.
Any other questions, please?
Yeah, morning. It's Simon Davis from Colin Stewart. Can I ask a couple of questions, please? Firstly, I was hoping you might be able to give a bit of flavor in terms of geographic trends within the European markets in the first quarter, which markets you're seeing growth in and which are proving weaker. Secondly, obviously post the announcement of the PTTS acquisition, we've had a degree of regulatory uncertainty creeping into the German market. Can you talk a bit about what impact that might have on PTTS through the second half of this year? And finally, Scientific Games obviously just announced the acquisition of Barcrest. Does that have any implication for Videobet in terms of opening up new markets for you?
Okay, Simon. On the geographical question, overall Europe, we see the same similar trend. There is no market that I can say that is excelling other markets. So pretty much I said that Europe's behavior is similar across across the countries. On the PTTS and the German market, we are evaluating it. We don't see any immediate impact right now, but it's subject to further development in the German market. Everything that we saw so far in the German market are declaration. Nothing has happened in reality. So I think everybody is now in a waiting position. On the Barcrest question, yes, it is representing an excellent opportunity to us. The relations, the very healthy relations that we have with Scientific Game and with the Global Draw, I think will allow us, the two companies together, to take advantage of this acquisition. If you read the Scientific Game announcement, Barcrest is well positioned in the pub market in the UK, in Italy, and in Czech Republic. And we will work together to take advantage of this acquisition.
Any other questions?
Hello. Hi. It's James Dixon from Meditor here. Could you just give us some idea of what's happened to the traffic volumes in Europe since the U.S. took its action against those three sites?
What we have seen is that some of our licensees have seen... it depends obviously on the marketing that is being done by the by various licensees trying to attract both players and affiliates. I think that it as indicated in certain sites, including as you can see in PokerScout.com, it's quite volatile. I think that we can all see that the which is obviously a representation or reflection of our numbers. We do see a small increase. But it has been quite volatile ever since the announcement. And overall, we believe that in the longer term, the real impact of this of these recent events will take place in the medium to longer terms when the playing field will be more balanced. But as of now, obviously, we do not expect these companies to cease operating in Europe. As you can see, from the numbers in Poker Scout and similar sites, they still represent a very big pool of liquidity. Hence, while we see an increase, it's not a dramatic one, and we believe that it's more a longer term story rather than a short term impact on the numbers.
So when you talk about the longer term impact being felt through a more balanced market, do you mean that that will be the time when European operators will be able to operate in the States and gain liquidity equivalent to Tilt and Stars?
My perception is that in the very short term, obviously the money invested in terms of marketing, we have seen that when we pulled out of the U.S., the marketing invested into the U.S. still exists and will be invested into different markets throughout Europe. Hence, I believe that we will see, and operators will still see a lot of competition from various sites in Europe. However, longer term, obviously, the fact that this income stream is not relevant anymore will create a more balanced field. In terms of U.S. regulations, obviously, we are monitoring that closely. And while we see progress in different states and on the federal level, we can't comment on the current U.S. regulation. But obviously, this is a very positive development.
Thanks.
Next question, please.
Hi, sorry, Gavin Keller here from Good One Stockbrokers. Just in terms of video bet, you said that more that you could see margins getting close to the rest of the group for video bet. When do you think this is likely? What sort of time frame would we be talking about here?
I believe that this will happen in the next. It will take a little bit of time. If I have to come up with our estimate, it is something along the lines of 2 years. Obviously, we invested heavily into the Global Draw project. Obviously, we see the fruits of that. This year, the company will become profitable. It is a transformational year. Obviously, the UK becomes our shop window, and I think that we see a lot of companies approaching us, trying to better understand, and people or companies that would like to hear about the success story of Playtech, given how developed the UK market is. We see a lot of opportunities. We believe that this will become a major income stream for the company going forward. Obviously, it's the land-based market is a very sophisticated market that exists for many years. And therefore, while it will be slow, we see a lot of opportunities coming, heading in our direction. Barkas was mentioned earlier, and it will build up, and we believe that in the course of the next 2 years, it will be close to the overall group EBITDA margin.
Oh, okay, that's great. And just another question. In terms of the PTTS integration, you said everything's on track there. Can you give us any more information on the financial side of that, maybe the amortization charge that will be accrued to the group after PTTS is fully consolidated?
I'm not sure that I can comment specifically on these companies before we complete. However, I will say that it trades well. This set of companies trade well, and it is in line with our expectations and in accordance with our announcement we made only 6 weeks ago.
Okay, thanks.
Any further questions? Great. Well, thank you very much for joining us all this morning. Apologies for some of the issues with the sound earlier on. Have a very enjoyable long weekend, and we look forward to catching up with you soon.